Welcome to another Carlo and Lane's Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin. Rob, this week I had this rare occurrence to meet a lawyer from Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama. Now, I won't say why he was here, but I'm not in trouble, so that's okay.
Wow.
But anyway,
I'd be worried there, mate.
I was worried when he rocked up and wanted to, I said, why is a lawyer from Alabama here to see me? But it's a long story, which we can't get into. But we were having a chat, and he was very interested in cricket. And obviously, being from America, he loved baseball, he played baseball. And he was really trying to see the difference. You know, what? Tell me more about cricket. I've watched a bit. I want to sort of find out more. So we're having this conversation. And I remembered, I said, in fact, there was a guy who used to actually coach our Australian team in fielding. And I said, yeah, we actually had a baseball coach coaching.
Mike Yao. That was Mike Yao.
Well, see, this is where you're the historian. So tell us about that. Because I always get interested in the transfer between sports. And to me, like, there are some similarities between baseball and cricket.
There definitely are. And over the history, there's been a connection between the two sports. Mike Young, I mean, he was born in Chicago. He's in the mid-50s he was born, and he came out to Australia early in the 1980s. He actually went up to Queensland to coach their Claxton Shield team and took them to their first couple of championships, which is unheard of. You remember the stigma with cricket with Queensland as well?
Yeah.
Well, the same with baseball, but he broke through with that first and second Claxton Shield victory for Queensland. It was unbelievable. And then even a little bit later, in 1999, he was in charge of the Australian baseball side, and the Intercontinental Cup, which was played in Sydney as a test event for the Olympics, he coached Australia, and Australia actually made the gold medal game against the powerful Cuba, who'd won everything back then. And we won. We won 4-3 in 11 innings. And he was a coach. So innovative, genius. He really was. And, of course, he ended up fielding coach for the Australian cricket team and other nations as well. And he sort of brought them in with the gloves in practice and all this type of stuff.
I still see them. I'm sure this season, watching them before the game, and they sort of switch across and they show the food. I'm sure I saw them with baseball gloves on even right now.
Yep.
So that's carried. That tradition's carried on.
Absolutely.
Is he still involved with them, or is it just that sort of that process that he introduced them to?
He's still involved with coaching cricket. I'm sure he does a little bit more still with Australia, but he's had gigs where he went to India for a week, and he's well sought after. He's actually very innovative in his techniques.
Now, I've got this, what I find a fascinating photograph right in front of me. It's a world-renowned sports person, Babe Ruth, who I reckon is probably people right around the world will know. Now, it was a long time ago, and I know him, shaking hands with probably one of our greatest sports people ever, Don Bradman. Now, you're not going to tell me that Don Bradman also played baseball, are you?
Well, you know, as a baseball historian, I've done a lot of research, and I've been searching and searching to try to prove that Don Bradman played baseball. And on the surface, I can prove it. I can prove he played baseball.
Did this stand up in court of law?
No. In 1929, there was an article in the Perth newspaper, of all papers, and it was talking about Archie Jackson and Don Bradman, the young Australian test batsmen, will play baseball in the winter. Jackson will play for Balmain and Bradman for Petersham. The playing of baseball is considered beneficial to the fielding of cricketers, and that is in 1929.
So well ahead of their time in terms of what we're talking about with Mike Young, which clearly, I mean, Australia has always been, again, since I've been following cricket, has always been considered one of the better fielding teams. That's where they sort of people, they pride themselves.
Now, later, we're still in the Western Australian newspapers. A couple of months later, there was an article about cricketers and baseball. And it says here, furthermore, this game can scarcely fail to improve a cricketer's fielding, and certainly some cricketers could improve in that direction. Bradman, Jackson, Kippax, Fairfax, Bonford and Ryder, to mention only a few of the more prominent cricketers in the eastern states, are regular and keen baseballers, and their example should not be ignored. To me, that's fairly evidential.
That is pretty strong. That says clearly. The first one said they might play,
yeah,
or may play, and that one clearly says they do play, or he did play.
Yeah, and then the following year, in September, There was talk there about baseball, and Bradman got another mention about having played, and that was in the Adelaide News, which was the daily paper back then. But then we find, when we go a little bit further, in 1937, 6 years after the said event, it's got Bradman will not play baseball. Again, this is in the news. It says, Don Bradman, Australia's champion batsman, is not likely to be enticed away from cricket by the rewards open to good baseballers. It's got Mr. A.T. Campbell, Chicago's recreation director, expressed the opinion in Adelaide yesterday that Bradman would make good at baseball. He mentioned that Babe Ruth had made from £12,000 to £16,000 a season at baseball. Bradman apparently was not impressed by the big figure, for he said today he had never played baseball and he had no intention of doing so.
Never played.
Yeah, so that...
Never played.
Yeah, that makes me think...
It's under pressure to say that.
Yeah, well, he forgot, perhaps. I mean, he played every other sport. He was a South Australian squash champion in 1939, and he was involved heavily in many sports. But anyway, 2 years later, in the Argus, a Melbourne paper in 1939... it's got cricketers in baseball, and it's got Bradman's praise. And it says here, baseball followers in Melbourne are delighted to hear that Don Bradman has praised baseball. Bradman, in a letter to a friend recently, said that although he had never played baseball, he plays golf and squash rackets in his spare time. He considered that it would be particularly beneficial to a cricketer's fielding. He said that several leading cricketers, including Ponsford, Andrews, Kippix and Darling, had been keen baseballers and had considered that it helped their cricket. I mean...
Is that a quote from him saying he hasn't played baseball?
Well, he's been sort of quoted, but they're not in quote marks, so there's somebody's hearsay. Someone has reported that he said that, so...
So you're really hoping that...
Yes, I'm hoping that it's wrong. I mean, in 1932... Bradman toured the North America with a cricket team, and they were playing cricket in various places, and that's where he got to meet Babe Ruth when he went to a Yankees game.
So that's the context of this picture.
Absolutely. It's a brilliant picture. It's one of my favourite historic sporting photographs that I have in my collection. But I'm telling you, when he was there in America, I've got the book about the tour, and I think there was a couple of times where he picked up a baseball bat and had a bit of a bash with it to see how he would go and that. But I kind of, in my heart of hearts, hope he forgot and he actually did play baseball.
So, because you think fielding, definitely. But what about batting? Like, it's a very different batting technique style, cross bat versus more of a straight bat. So you think that would be the limitation for some cricketers?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I played baseball my life. But late in my career, I did play a little bit of cricket. And I suppose my style had been ingrained for 35 years of playing baseball. And I tended to bash out a little bit, and I didn't have that patience, and I sort of did the old cross bat type thing. So I suppose when I look from personal experience, it would be difficult. But I've seen cricketers take up baseball, and they adapt so well. So I think that cricketers can adapt very well to baseball. I think long-term baseballers may struggle going the other way.
And, of course, we know that cricketers, a lot of top-level cricketers are also very good golfers.
Yes, yes. And
a bit more similar.
And other sports. I mean, in a lot of my research, I found a lot of the early top sportsmen played cricket, baseball and football, as well as other things. I mean, Norrie Claxton, who the Claxton Shield that the States played baseball for, in 1900, he actually won the Bay Sheffield under an assumed name, F. Pierce, which was the norm back in those days. And he had a unique distinction. He played in two league premierships for North Adelaide football. He played in two district cricket premierships for North Adelaide. And he played two A-grade premierships with North Adelaide in baseball. He played state cricket and state football. He was also mad keen into cycling, so... He's probably a very good example of the sporting times of that period before and after 1900.
And it's a shame. I mean, we spoke about that. It's another story. But kids don't just get that opportunity anymore, do they? Like, there's so much pressure now on to stay in a sport, progress in your sport, and, like, every sport is trying to keep their kids, and they don't want them elsewhere. So kids just don't get that all-rounded ability now like those guys did. I mean, it was a long time ago, but obviously great athletes, and they could transfer from one to another. But what about, there must be, I mean, obviously you're very interested in cricket and baseball linked. Mm-hmm. So what else have you found?
Well,
let me not, I want to hold you back. I want you just to let it all go.
Well, first off, George Giffen, who captained Australia in the 1890s, he played his early cricket for Norwood and in fact played football for Norwood. And in Norwood's first ever game back in 1878, he kicked the first goal. And when baseball started after the sporting tour in 1888-89, around that period, there was a Norwood baseball team, and he suited up for them a couple of times as well. So you can see the crossover there. So there's a lot of those cricketers played. And with baseball, a winter sport for many years, the cricketers often played baseball to keep their eye in for the summer season for cricket. Then, of course, you know, Sid Smith, he's a life member of SACA. He was in the 1897 Australian baseball team that toured America with Roy Ewers. And he actually married in England when he was on that tour and stayed there and came back to South Australia in 1912. And Sid was actually born here in Gawler. And then he sort of was heavily involved in umpiring cricket and goal umpiring for football. And he was on the committee for the baseball league. So there's a very strong connection over a long period of time. Of course, you look at Viv Richardson. Now, Vic Richardson, he played state baseball in 1921, and his grandsons, Greg Chappell, Ian Chappell, Trevor Chappell, very well known as cricketers, but they actually played baseball successfully in the 1960s when winter baseball was still played here in Adelaide. And Greg actually was runner-up for the Caps medal, the leading player in the whole competition one season, and Ian Chappell played for the state. So very strong connection. And their father, he played state baseball as well, which was son-in-law of Victor Richardson. Victor Richardson's well-known for playing numerous sports, but he started a tradition which is very interesting. He kept an Australian cricket team in South Africa in 1936, and somewhere near the end of the tour, they actually played a baseball game. So the cricketers suited up and played a baseball game in South Africa. And it was against a team called Transvaal, and the Australians won 12-5. And then on another tour in 1950, again, there was baseball played with 12,000 people watching. So
this was a cricket team again?
The cricket team, yeah.
South Africa.
In South Africa, and they played again. And they actually lost that game 12-4, but Neil Harvey, he was brilliant at catching and pegging to Sangers at second base, who was the other player. I mean, they're the type of things. Neil Harvey, he missed out on representing Australia at the baseball in the Olympics, demonstration sport, because he was a cricketer and he was professional, and they were very hot on that type of stuff at the time. And then you sort of, another tour that they took to South Africa was in 1958, and again they played baseball, and there was a crowd of 5,000 people there, and Harvey again played, and others as well. So obviously the cricket-baseball connection overseas was very famous. And in fact, going back to 1878, when the Australians went to England for the cricket, on the way home they stopped in America. I don't know if they played baseball, but they stopped in. And then in 1896, the Australian cricket team again stopped in America, and the manager, Musgrove, of that cricket team, could see the opportunity and organised a baseball tour in 1897, which was one that Smith and Ewers went on. So, yeah, baseball and cricket go hand in hand, mate.
Well, Rob, that is fascinating. And if anyone, like, I just want to explain, right now you got your eyes wide open. You're very excited about this, which is great to see. So thank you for that information. I think that probably brings an end to our program today.
Well, thank you.
A lot. And this, you put this photo up with our show, because yep, I think people will enjoy seeing that photo of Babe Ruth and Don Bradman together.
Well, thank you, Sean, for indulging my love of baseball. This is another Carlton Lades Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.